Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, while Mr. Webster was putting some pressure on Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody to serve the eviction papers on Grandpappy Spears, Lum got the big idea to save Grandpap's valuable spring for him. As we're looking on a little community today, we find the old fellows nearing the Spears farm on a mission clear to Abner.
I still don't see no sense in coming clean out here to Grandpap. I told you I ain't got them eviction papers with me.
I know you ain't, but I don't care.
I turned them over to Cedric yesterday when I finded him my assistant deputy, and I ain't saw him since.
Well, it don't matter about them. I've got another little idea in the back of my head. Come on up here where I'm at.
Well,
I can't talk to you back there.
Dog, as I'm trying my best, I can't keep with you. You're going in a dog trot.
As far as serving them papers is concerned, I'd just as leave we wouldn't rest that none.
Yeah, but Mr. Webster keeps calling up, wanting to know when it's going to be dead. Says I'm legal bound to serve them.
Well, you are. But there's something I want to figure out before we make Grandpap move. He's got to have a place to move into, you know. He can't just live out in the road summers.
Why, of course not. A road ain't no place to live. You get run over out there. Huh?
And here's another reason I want to work out this little idea of mine before we do anything. I think I've found out exactly what Mr. Webster's up to.
You have?
Yeah. Sister Simpson dropped into the store this morning. You know what she told me?
No, I weren't there.
Well, she overheard Mr. Webster talking long distance over there at the boarding house. And according to what she heard, it looks like he's aiming to sell Grandpap's place, spring and all, to some feller in the east.
Going to sell it?
Yeah. Proves right there that he ain't going to build no health resort. More than likely, he never aimed to in the first place.
Why, that snake in the weeds. After all that big talk he's made around town here about what he's going to do, I'm just a half a mind to go over and clinch with him, you know it?
Well, that ain't going to do no good. Come on, let's stop over here and take a look at this spring that's caused all this trouble.
Yeah, I'd like to get a drink out of it. I got sort of thirsty walking clean out here.
Yeah, Ernie, just look down at that water there.
Huh.
You wouldn't think that was worth a whole lot of money, would you?
No, it's sure clear, I'll say that for her. Look there, see, clean to the bottom over there.
Look out, Abner, you fall headphones right in it.
Doggy, I thought I was a goner.
Looks like a little perch there floating around.
Yeah. I don't know what's the matter with me here late. I get sort of dizzy-headed when I bend over that way.
Bending over ain't the only time you get dizzy-headed, you know, my notion's on.
Well, Aunt Charity'd have a fit if I fell in the spring there and ruined that drinking.
Oh, my, yeah, you want to be careful there, not bother her churning. Keeps her milk and butter and all such as that down here in the spring house. Keeps it cool during the hot weather.
Yeah, it's fine, please. Wish we had a spring like this over at our place. Elizabeth has to let her churning down the well there to keep it cool. Every once in a while I forget myself, go to draw myself a drink of water, let the bucket down right on top of it and upset it. And then there is trouble. Yeah, have a drink, Mom.
No, help yourself, Abner.
No, go ahead, drink.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and this Gord Dipper's been down here this spring just as far back as I can recollect.
Yes, yeah, the same one. Same old Gord. Yes, sir.
Here, Abner, have some.
Yeah. Hey, doggies, that's good.
Cold.
Yeah, yes, that is. That just hits the spot. Well, Mom, I'd still like to know what we come out here for.
I'll tell you quick as I can see where it'll work or not.
Huh?
Come on, let's go over here and look at the creek.
Mom, are you aiming on trying to change the course of that creek like you were talking about yesterday?
Abner, you don't think I'd do something that's against the law, do you?
Well, no, that's what made me sort of wonder.
Would you do it?
Of course not.
Well, all right, then. Now, let's get over here and see if it could be did.
Huh?
Sure ain't no harm in just seeing, is it?
No. Of course, even if it could be dead, though, Lum, it ain't going to help matters none. Grandpappa still loses his property.
Well, yeah, he done lost that, I show. But my point is this. If the creek would change its course, why, then the boundary line of the farm would be changed, too. And the spring wouldn't be on that place of Grandpap's at all no longer.
It wouldn't?
Of course not.
You mean if a creek is a boundary line, it changes its course? Well, does a boundary line still follow the creek regardless of where it goes?
That's right. Them's the chances a body takes when he uses a stream that way for a boundary line. What they ought to do, actual, is survey it off and put the figures down so as not to have no mix-up that way, but they don't do it.
Well, what if a feller was to take it to court? Would they back him up any?
Back him up in what?
Like, say, well, if that stream at the far end of my field was to change its course and, well, just sort of circle around there to where I was getting about 2 or 3 acres of Ulysses S. Quincy's best bottom land there, why, could he take it to court and make me give the land back?
No, sir. No, that's been tried out time and again. Well, would you know all that land of old Eli White's was just got just that away?
You mean Eli changed that creek?
No. He was just a kid of a boy at the time. His mama was still living in. She was a widow woman with a batch of young'uns and never had more than 5 or 10 acres of ground there herself, trying to scratch out a living on it. And so it just looked like Providence had had a hand in it.
Well,
come right in and changed that riverbed to where it taken over 400 acres off old Squire Fillmore's farm and just give it to her.
You mean Eli got all but 5 acres of that rich bottom land that away?
Well, his mama did. And old Squire Fillmore taking that through every court there is trying to get the land back. Taking it clean up to the Supreme Court. Never did get it back.
Well, it must have been sort of hard on him, Lum, to have to lose all that land that away.
Well, I don't know. All I said, it was a blessing in disguise. He had more money and land than he knowed what to do with anyhow.
That's sort of what you had in mind to do here, huh?
Well, I never come right out and said that, Abner.
No.
All I've said is that it'd sure be a blessing if something could happen to where Grandpap wouldn't have to give up that spring of water. That spring's worth a lot of money. No telling how much Mr. Webster's trying to sell it for.
No, no. Well, we're here looking at that creek. What do you want to see it about, Lon?
Yeah, let's see. Now, there's the boundary, and that's the old Dillard farm across over there.
Yeah, I know that.
Good farm, too. Yeah. Ain't been worked at all for 3 or 4 years, I don't reckon.
Well, there's actually a better house and barn on that place than Grandpap's got. Just needs a little fixing up is all.
Better land, too. I mean, this land of Grandpap's about wore out. Just look at that.
Oh, it's warm to death. He ain't hardly getting his seed back at all.
I know.
Batch of little nubbins.
Oh, that Dillard place there's as fine a bottom land as crow ever flew over,
oh,
I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Good farm.
Now,
good
see
farm.
This draw right over here, Abner?
Yeah.
Well, there's the old creek bed.
Right up there?
That's where Briar Creek used to run.
Huh. Well, according to that, the spring never used to belong to Grandpap's place at all then. See, yonder long, that creek must have run way out yonder the first side of that spring at one time.
Yeah, that's right. Long time ago, the spring was over on the Dillard farm. And I ain't sure but what it'll be on there again.
How do you know it will?
Well, I don't know for sure. What I mean is that it could happen, sort of.
I'll say one thing, that sure keep Mr. Webster from getting the spring all right, but I don't see where it helped Grandpap none. He don't own the Dillard place.
Well, I'll tell you, Abner, I went over and had a talk with Luther Phillips this morning about it.
Luther Phillips?
Yeah, you know, Luther bought it for taxes about 4 or 5 years ago, and ain't never done nothing with it.
Yeah, well, of course, he ain't had time to farm it, Lum. He's got all he can tend to run his own business in town.
That's what I say. According to the way he talked this morning, he'd sell it pretty cheap, I think.
Huh. What's he asking for?
Oh, I don't know. I was just sort of feeling him out to see if he would sell.
Oh, sure, sure.
Thinking maybe we might be interested in buying it, just in case.
Just in case of what?
Well, just in case the creek was to accidental change its course back to that old creek bed all of a sudden.
You say you think me and you might be interested in buying it?
Yeah, that's what I had in mind.
Well, lo me, Lum, if the spring turns out to be on that land, why, wouldn't hardly be treating Grandpap right for us to buy it, would it?
Well, he ain't got no money to buy it with.
I know it. That's the reason I'm saying that.
That's the reason I'm saying we would be interested in buying it.
Well, you can just count me right out of it.
Count you out of it?
Yes, sir. I don't want to get myself mixed up in no such a deal as that, Lum.
Well, Abner, there ain't nothing unlawful about it.
I don't care what the law is, Lum. I ain't hiding behind the law to try to put over such a deal as that.
Well, I thought it'd be a nice thing for us to do. Just knowed I could count on you being fair.
Well, you just got the wrong ideas about me, then, if you think I'll do a stunt like that.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
No, sir.
I never said we was going to come right out and block up the stream ourselves.
That ain't the part I'm talking about, neither.
Well, what's wrong with the idea, then?
What's wrong with it? Everything's wrong with it. I'm surprised to death, Lum, that you, a man that bears the name of being upright and honest in his dealings, would stoop to such a low-down, ornery thing as that.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. You ain't got no right to talk to me that way.
I oughtn't to be talking to you at all. You ain't fitting to talk to.
What's come over you, anyway?
Lum, I've knowed you for years. I've always said you're the best friend I ever had. I've said 1,000 times you was the one man a body could always depend on to do the right thing.
Abner, you don't know what you're saying.
I do, Dyke. I know that you're a whole lot different sort of feller than I ever allowed you was. It's bad enough for you to be scheming around figuring out an underhanded stunt like this without trying to drag me into it.
Well, I was just doing it because I thought we could
help. I know why you're doing it. Don't be making excuses to me. You're just so dogged anxious to get hold of that spring of wire that you don't care how mean a stunt you pull to get it.
Wait a minute. Is that what you think I was doing?
I know dead blame well that's what you're doing. I'm through with you. I don't aim to have no more business dealings with you.
Well, now, hold on, Admiral. Let me put you...